You're listening to SBS News.
Australia and Japan have warned China and the United States to settle their differences over trade using existing rules, rather than spark a new Cold War. The comments came at a meeting between Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, Defence Minister Christopher Pyne, and their Japanese counterparts Taro Kono and Takeshi Iweya. There has been tension between the US and China for months, after US President Donald Trump imposed billions of dollars worth of tariffs on the Asian nation. China has retaliated with tariffs of its own. Senator Payne, who was recently in the US for talks, says the World Trade Organization is best placed to deal with the differences between the two countries.
Our view is always that these things are best resolved within the rules construct that has been used over very many years around the WTO and similar. So we would encourage both parties to do that. That said, the United States will make its own, of course it will, its own sovereign decisions around their engagement in trade relations with China.
Japan's Foreign Minister Taro Kono has called on China and the United States to consider the international ramifications of their feud. He says the two nations must work together to avoid another Cold War.
International order based on rule of law. There are countries who prosper based on this. I think these countries need to make the effort to maintain international order based on rule of law. No country wishes for a new Cold War. And on trade, we have the framework of the World Trade Organization. Within this framework, we have maintained economic prosperity. If there are different, diverse issues within the framework of the World Trade Organization, I believe these issues need to be resolved.
The leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Maurice Payne says the denuclearization of North Korea is vital to regional security.
We reaffirmed our absolute commitment to work closely with our allies and our partners to ensure that we continue to maintain pressure on the DPRK in relation to abandonment of its nuclear, WMD and ballistic missile program. That sanctions enforcement pressure, which both Minister Kono and I discussed with counterparts in the United States during the UN General Assembly visit, and subsequently, that pressure is very important.
Japanese Defence Minister Takeshi Iweya says dismantling all of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction is possible.
Complete, verifiable, irreversible disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction and all missiles of all ranges need to happen to achieve this goal of denuclearizing North Korea. The international community must remain united, and there should be full enforcement of United Nations Security Council resolutions.
The focus also shifted to the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue Group, of which Australia and Japan are members, alongside India and the United States. Australia does not participate in the so-called Malabar military exercises with the other three countries, but Japan says it wants Australia to be involved in a similar exercise between the four nations. Mr. Pyne says Australia would be willing.
If we're invited to join Malabar, of course we will be pleased to do so. The India-Australia defence relationship is expanding. The defence industry relationship is expanding as well, because there are synergies between what India wants to do in terms of build their own manufacturing capabilities and what we are trying to do.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.